God's grace and his peace to you from our risen Lord and Savior, Jesus the Christ. Amen. In today's world, when one is talking about service, one typically doesn't necessarily want to be assigned some boring duty. Typically, if we want to serve, we want to serve well. So I'm thinking in the back of my mind of an image. And the image would look like this. In our military, we may ask, well, where is the best place of service? And the answer, at least according to today's text, would be that of guard duty. But I will admit, when you start thinking of military or maybe even the secular world, doing guard duty does not sound very appealing. But yet, in our epistle reading for today, the word guard comes up twice. And guard duty is very important. It is exactly what the Apostle Paul is trying to teach Timothy and trying to teach us. As Christians today, we must do that guard duty. But I will admit, our sinful nature would sit there and say, but it's not exciting. We're not on the front lines. We're not where the action is. And the answer is the Christian life. We are called to do guard duty. If you want action, if you want to know where the spiritual battle lines, so to speak, are, we look to where our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ defeated sin, death, and the devil upon the cross. You were not there at Calvary, neither was I. But our Savior did the battle. And after our Savior did the battle, of course, then he entrusts his Spirit, which gives a testimony to himself to us. We receive that Spirit, of course, through God's Word and through the sacraments. And we gather regularly to hear that Word of God, to have that Word of God to be proclaimed, to receive Christ himself, body and blood, bread and wine, for that strength. And we are called to a type of service that St. Paul reminds Timothy of, that of guard duty. No, it's not our job to slay the spiritual dragon. That was Christ's. Our job is to guard the deposit that Christ gave us. So getting to our text, especially from verse 12, Paul talks about how he has to suffer, but he is not ashamed. He talks about how he is convinced that he is able to guard until that day what has been entrusted to me. Now, when he uses the phrase, he is able to guard, we have to ask, who is the he? The he in this first guard is really God. It is God who is actually guarding you. You might be thinking for a moment, why does God need to guard me? Why does God need to guard all of us? Well, the answer is because what is within you is holy and precious. That faith that God gives you is special. He gives of himself to you. So what takes place at holy baptism, the gift of that Holy Spirit, the gift of faith, is not to be taken lightly. God doesn't take it lightly. He is the one who does indeed guard. He watches over you. We may remember Jesus speaks this way, especially with children, when he says that their angels are watching them. Does that mean when we become adults that God no longer needs to guard us? The answer is no. But children especially, as they learn that word of God and are taught the importance of gathering to receive God's word and sacraments. The second guard here is in verse 14. By the Holy Spirit who dwells within us, guard the good deposit entrusted to you. So via God's first guarding of us, then we in turn also guard that good deposit. We guard that faith. We guard that special gift that Christ has indeed given to us. And how do we guard it? Not with guns, not with alarm systems. We guard it by hanging on to that word of God with all our heart, soul, and strength. We guard it by placing a strong value of that gift that God gives to us, of coming to be renewed with that gift on Sundays, to receive that gift through the sacrament, opening up our Bibles, reading our daily devotions, all that we do to give praise and glory to God is also part of our quote-unquote guard duty. Now, I will admit, sometimes Satan wants to try to get us to think that all this is just too trivial. I mean, don't we do this every single week? Does it really matter? Will it really make a difference if I take one day away from my personal devotion? Or if I'm just too tired when I go to bed to pray to God, I'll just pray to Him twice in the morning. Does it make a difference? Well, if you think about a guard for a moment, maybe a guard who is guarding an office building. Does it make a difference if he takes a nap for 10 minutes? Or if his eyes drift from the TV screen, the monitoring cameras, for just a moment? Will those minutes or seconds be crucial? They can be. Now the question is, does the guard really understand the treasure that's being guarded? Satan's goal is trying to convince us that this deposit, this Holy Spirit, this gift is not really worth that much. Because if Satan can convince us that it's not worth that much, then it's okay to fall asleep on the job, so to speak. It's okay to give up here or there. We can come back to it later. But if we're guarding the crown jewel, so to speak, if we're guarding something that is very, very important, then maybe we would be more diligent. So now you get to see how Satan wants to operate. How Satan wants to remind us that, yes, this isn't that important. And why would Satan want to remind us that? Jesus reminds us in the parable of the sower in Matthew 13. When describing that parable about the seed that falls upon the path, so to speak, and the birds come by and snatch it up, he describes it this way. When anyone hears the word of the kingdom and does not understand it, the evil one comes and snatches away what has been sown in his heart. So that what is sown along the path, this is what was sown along the path. Yes, Satan is looking for us to drop our guard. Not that he can really, quote unquote, steal our faith, but what he tries to do is try to convince us it's not that important. And then we fall asleep on the job, then we might even walk away from the job. We're here today to hear St. Paul's words to Timothy. Remain faithful. Guard what has been given to you. This is of extreme importance. This isn't something just trivial. This is a gift of God for your life. Why does God want to guard us? Because our eternal life is at stake. We pray in the Lord's Prayer, deliver us from evil. And that is exactly what the Lord does. Now, some people might debate and saying, but Lord Pastor, why does certain evil come into our lives? Is God sort of dropping his guard on us? And the answer is no. God does not drop his guard on us. He is always there, guiding us, protecting us. Sometimes you do need to test the guard a little bit, though. Are you still awake? Maybe it's that phone call. Maybe it's the rattling of the fence. Make sure the guard has not fallen asleep. Well, today, as we hear Paul's words to Timothy, we also apply them not only to ourselves, but also to our church. Today we installed our vicar, our SMP vicar, specific ministry pastor program. And the specific ministry that he is here for Trinity, yes, is to guard this faith, but also to make sure that other people hear this faith in a language that maybe we can't always speak and understand. There are many people here in West Chicago who, of course, speak a different language than you and I speak. And they also need to hear about this gift of faith, how God indeed does indeed love them, how God wants them to be with us in eternal life. Satan wants to use that language barrier to keep us from telling them. Now, no longer. We are not going to allow Satan to keep us in our little confined little corner of West Chicago. But now it's our time to be bold. Because what God has deposited within us is that of life. Do we not believe it? Do we not cherish it? Do we not understand what it cost our Savior to give us that life? We nod our heads and we say, yes, Pastor, we understand. But yet, were our hearts not torn, knowing that there are neighbors down the street who cannot hear that message of God? Now, no longer. Now, God has given us a new gift. I should say a gift in addition to his first gift. That gift of being able to proclaim that word of God to our whole community. Yes, Satan this day is not happy and will continue to try to raise up other different types of roadblocks, trying to get us to convince us the same thing that Paul had to warn Timothy of. It's not that important. Does it really matter that the word of God goes out into Spanish? Can't other people do it? And the answer is no. This is our gift here at Trinity. God has given this to us and given us this community to proclaim his word in this special gift of faith. And because we revere this gift so greatly, we are going to say, yes, it's that important. We are going to go out, try to cross cultural boundaries, try to speak a different language. The gift is that important. So this day, we thank God for the gift given to us. And we ask our Lord to help us to share this gift, not just among ourselves, but with our community, because we take God's word through St. Paul very, very true. I am convinced that he is able to guard us until that day. What has been entrusted to me by the Holy Spirit who dwells within us, guard the good deposit entrusted to you. In his name, amen. Now the peace of God that surpasses all our understanding will continue to guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus our Lord. Amen. At this time,